It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemer on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemer.
And we want to thank our sponsors, Schoolcraft College and SeatSitters.com.
Yes, SeatSitters is actually a great advertiser to have on today with what our topic's going to be,
yes.
Staying healthy. But did you know that planes are full of germs? As are, you know, I mean, a lot of things we come in contact with every day are, but you get on a plane and you think, oh, my little seat was nice and cleaned and steam cleaned and everything before I got on there. No. That never happens.
No steam, no clean, no steam.
And then when you get on vacation, you all of a sudden are sick or a family member's sick, and it's probably because you got some germs on that plane where there's no fresh air while you're traveling. Well, SeatSitters.com is here to help with that. It's a travel kit that comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker if that's an issue that you or someone in your family has. It's about $20, and you can get it at SeatSitters.com, or you can even go to Bed Bath & Beyond and look in the travel section for it. So don't spend another vacation being sick or having a sick family member. Order your SeatSitters kit today, SeatSitters.com or BedBathAndBeyond.com.
Well, actually, we're not talking about being healthy. We're talking about the opposite today, not taking care of yourself.
Right.
Like putting off those appointments you know you should be making. And
yeah.
And this kind of started because you have one of those big, important tests you have to get done after you reach a certain age.
Okay, yeah.
And how many times did you postpone it?
All right, so the certain age thing. Yeah, that's... So when I remember when I was younger, really young, like in my 20s, and the dentist told me I needed a crown. And I looked at him, I said, isn't that for old people?
Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
And he's like, not necessarily. I was like, what? I can't have a crown. And then I remember my friends, like, you know, saying, you're getting a gold one? You know, you're going to, like, and I was, okay, it's funny. Other people need crowns too, that are in their 20s. So now I've been putting off getting this colonoscopy, right?
Yeah.
So I was at my OBGYN the year I actually turned the age that you're supposed to be when you get one.
We're not going to mention that number.
I was in the room the whole time. He never brought it up. I left. He never said boo. So I thought, oh, yeah. I'm not getting one, right? So the next year comes, and now I'm a year older, and he's still not bringing it up. He's like, well, all right, great seeing you. I'm like, you know, just out of curiosity, when am I supposed to be doing that colonoscopy thing? He goes, what? You haven't done it yet? And I go, no.
What did he think? You were just going to go find one on your own?
Right. And I said,
like, Bob's drive-through colonoscopy.
Yeah. Or, hey.
Special today, Tuesdays.
Exactly.
$17.99.
Right. And he's like.
I'm killing Remy, our producer.
Oh, good. Yeah. Because, yeah, wait till you get there, buddy. And so I said,
try Bob's.
I thought you were supposed to tell me. He's like, no, that's not what I do. That would be like your normal doctor when you get a physical or whatever. Which brings me to another point. I don't go
wait,
get
this
physicals.
Wasn't your regular
doctor? No, it was my OBGYN.
Oh.
I thought he's really the only guy I see.
Oh.
I don't really go to a doctor. I don't get a physical. So he's like, no, you gotta go. So then, of course, I said, I saw a commercial that you can just like mail something in.
Yeah.
What do you say we take that route? He's like, no, because only 80% are, you know, accurate. And I was like, I'm really usually a majority kind of gal. You
mm-hmm.
know, can we just, he's like, no. So then I made the appointment, totally chickened out. No, I made the appointment. And then my girlfriend called and said, oh, I wish you had told me. I have the best doctor in the world. So I said, who's your doctor? That's okay. I'll go ahead and change. So I call them. That buys me another month, right? So then it's getting up to the date and I'm thinking, is the summer really a time when I want to get a colonoscopy? It's so nice outside. I don't want to go through this. So I called up and canceled and switched it to another date. Then all of a sudden I had a meeting that I could go to, or they wouldn't have noticed if I wasn't there. But I thought, I better go. I'll cancel the colonoscopy. So I call again. They put me on hold and they come back and they said, listen, this is your third reschedule. If you reschedule again, you have to come in and meet with a doctor before we reschedule you again. I'm like,
whoa.
Like I have the time.
Exactly.
For that. So yeah. So today's my prep day.
Okay.
Real excited. And then tomorrow I go.
It's not that bad.
And then it's going to be over.
I did my first one last year and I... A piece of advice, you're smart to be doing it now.
Okay.
I'm going to be telling anybody who's listening to this now, if you need to do it this year, call immediately, get in as quickly as possible. Because I ended up doing mine last year in late November because my physical with my doctor, which I have every year,
oh.
We're going back to that.
Okay.
is always in September. And so by the time they could schedule mine, it was late November. The place was packed.
What?
We were like that conveyor belt in the I Love Lucy episode. Like they were whipping us off. Like
nice.
Crazy. And I said, what is going on? And they said, oh, everybody's trying to get it in before the new insurance. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Trying to use up because now their deductibles are used up. And she said, this is always the busiest time of year. And I wrote,
wow.
Note to self.
Well, see, it's funny you say that because also, you know, once you turn a certain age, you know, it's like a car. It has to go in for its like 50,000 mile checkup. Things start to like kind of fall apart. But you kind of put things off. Doctor's appointments you put off. Things that aren't like, you know, it's not like my fingers hanging by a thread. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's nothing super emergency, but I know I got to get things checked out. So last year, as it was coming toward the end of the year, I thought the same thing. Like, oh my gosh, you know, I've already met my deductible. You know, I better go now or I'm going to have to pay it all over. And, you know, maybe I'll have a year where, knock on wood, I'm not sick and don't even need to use it. I went and I saw, let me see, a eye doctor, a podiatrist, OBGYN, the dentist, an orthopedic surgeon, a dermatologist. I felt like I was 90. I was every day, oh, what do you got going on? Oh, I got a doctor's appointment. People thought I was dying, but I was just getting everything checked out that I had put off all year long. I mean, things that needed to be checked out, but I wasn't dying from them. You know what I'm saying?
But why do we put those things off?
I don't, because you sit there and you go, I don't have the time.
Right.
Or like someone told me recently, if it's not anything like that's urgent to me, you know, I feel like I don't really need to address it right away.
Exactly.
Whereas back when I was younger, I thought everything was urgent. Like if I had like anything wrong, I thought, you know, if I had like a little speck on my skin, I would be like, oh, you know, is this skin cancer? You know what I mean? Like I used to ask the doctor every time I went for
something.
I
remember when you were
like
that. You were like verging on hypochondriac.
I was.
100%. You really were. It was very entertaining.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, no, I say it with the fondest memories possible.
Well, even my doctors, I talked a doctor into giving me, what do you get on your brain when you think you have a tumor? Is it an MRI or a CAT scan?
A PET scan?
That one? I don't know, but
wow.
I was in there and he did this test where I'm not joking. He like had me follow his finger. Then he like tapped my nose and then like double tapped my forehead and then said, you know, you don't have a you know, anything wrong. And I said, I feel like you're just like patronizing me now. You know what I mean? What is this double tap on the, what did you just do? And I said, no, I'm convinced.
Just making sure there's bone there.
I worked with someone who was ultra like, you know, a cell phone, if you hold it up to your head, causes you cancer.
Yeah.
If you drink out of the plastic bottle. Well, I listening through her, to her, got me convinced I had a tumor in my head from having the cell phone up to my head all the time. So I just stayed there until he, you know, wrote me the prescription to go get it done. And it made me feel so much better, you know, just to know I didn't have it. So, I mean, back in the day, I used to do those kind of things because I was always worried I had something. And now I'm just like,
I'm the opposite, especially when my kids were little. I felt like I was at some kind of appointment all the time.
Yeah.
And so when I herniated two discs, it kept re-injuring itself like every year and a half and then every year and then every 6 months. And then finally at one point, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sit. I had one of those big exercise balls and I was trying to use that at my desk to sit on as a chair. And I remember talking to my mom on the phone and she said, you know, you've been saying your back hurts every day for like 3 months.
Oh, wow.
And I hadn't slept in like a month. It was so painful. But it was also one of those things where I think we do this as women. Like you get up and you're like, it'll work itself out.
Right. Yeah.
It'll be fine by lunch. And it never was.
Yeah.
And I'm always afraid of, because I did have some hypochondriac moments in my younger days. I remember one time calling my doctor out of a meeting and making him come to the phone because I was sure I was having a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you have the flu.
Oh.
And you're having a panic attack.
Panic attack, yeah.
Breathe into a paper bag and don't call and pull me out of a meeting again.
Right, yes.
So I was always afraid to go into my doctor because I was like, oh, I'm bothering him. This isn't real. And so I went in and I'm like, you know, my back. And he gave me an x-ray and he's like, okay, your bone is vibrating. You're going in for an MRI.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, oh, you're not going to tell me? It's all in my head.
Right. That's how I am all the time.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I think the hypochondriac thing started a little bit when I had kids.
Yes.
Because I thought everything was wrong with them. And I remember going into the doctor one time when my son, who is my oldest, was, you know, probably one and a half, still wearing a diaper, clearly, you know. But I was changing his diapers, and these little, like, granules were all over him.
Uh-huh.
So I thought he had something weird where he was, you know.
Like, leaking, shedding, disintegrating?
Disintegrating, like, little tablets. Like, maybe something was wrong with his bladder or something. And I was freaking out, and I go in there, and I'm all like, see, here it is. And they very nicely had to tell me that I needed to change the diaper a little bit more often because that was actually the stuff from inside the diaper coming out. And I was like, that'll be all. Thank you.
Yes.
As I walked out with my head, you know, hanging low.
I remember one time when my daughter, my oldest, was sick. And this was before the internet or anything. And we found, and it was like weekend night, Saturday night. And she'd been fine during the day. She'd been sick the night before. Very, very sick. Very high fever. Red face. But then got better during the day. But then that night again, high fever spiked. Red again. Crying. So we found this nurse line. And I called. And they said, you know, did she have a fever last night? And I said, yes. And they said, okay, this is called, what was that thing called? It wasn't fifth disease. Maybe it was.
Oh.
And they said, and she seems fine during the day, and this is what happens. And I said, that sounds like something you tell someone to get them off the phone.
Right, exactly. Fifth disease. How do you know it's not fourth?
Exactly. I had never heard of that.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm not falling for this.
No. And then one time when my son was three, my husband had a foam ball, and he used to throw it at him, and it would hit his head, and then he'd like act like he was trying to catch it.
Yeah.
So of course I thought he had really bad reflexes or something was off of his eyesight. So I took him to the doctor for that, and the doctor said, he's three. I said, you know what? I'm switching doctors because I don't know, maybe we're miscommunicating something here, but clearly, okay, this all can't be in my head, you know? But I think that, like, so nowadays, because I've had so many experiences where it was like, it's nothing. I think that that leads me to
this. I think that's part of it,
which
too.
Which is great. Knock on wood, knock all over the wood everywhere. But.
Yes, but I know. I guess there is a part of me that feels like I maybe wasted so many doctor's time.
Yes.
That I've used up my allotment.
And you know what's funny? They usually say guys are the ones that don't want to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Right? Remy, do you go to the doctor?
I never go to the doctor.
Oh, see?
Ever. I can't remember the last time I had a physical.
Oh, wow.
Nope.
See, I do get a physical every year,
yeah.
But I'm going to, true confession here, I have to get like a couple of reminders from my OBGYN to go in. But it's like, I'm not having kids.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
I know the reason I don't go to the doctor's a lot is because I don't want to get weighed.
Oh.
So I remember, like, I really had something going on with me. It wasn't too long ago. But, I mean, it was just like a sore throat that wouldn't go away or whatever. And my husband kept saying, you should go to the doctor. I'm like, oh, no, no, no. I am not going to get weighed for a sore throat. It's not happening.
Okay, speaking of weight.
Yes.
Did you know that Schoolcraft College has 4 certified master chefs?
Oh, great. Thank you.
1 certified pastry chef.
Yum.
And a certified master baker on their staff.
Oh.
And in fact, you know, I told you I'm taking a French class
yes.
at Schoolcraft College, which I love. And our teacher, Janet, is great. And she always chats with us in English, thankfully, at the beginning of the class. And she's like, everybody have a good week. What have you been doing? Anything exciting? And one guy said, oh, I just took a pastry class here. 6 hours. It was so amazing. And he was going on and on and on about this pastry class he just took at Schoolcraft. And I was so bummed that I hadn't taken it.
We have to sign up.
We definitely do. These are the people training the chefs of tomorrow. And we can take them. It's part of their continuing ed class, too. Like, yes, if you decide you want to be a chef, go to Schoolcraft. They've got the best program. Their restaurant is to die for. But if you just are, if you want to maybe cook better, decorate better, learn a few new tips and techniques for continuing ed, we can do that as well. Check them out online, schoolcraft.edu/culinary.
What about a flu shot?
I haven't gotten mine yet. I usually do it every year.
Wait, Remy?
Again, I don't go to the doctor. I don't get flu shots. I never
get
sick.
You can get them at the grocery store.
I went to CVS.
I don't believe in flu shots.
I
know they work for some people, and I know how some people swear by them, but I don't get the flu. I don't get common colds.
You did
even.
Not just put that on something permanent, did you?
I went 10 years without a common cold one time. 10 years. And I don't go to the doctor. Yeah. And I'm not real healthy.
See, my problem is a lot of
I don't
of
eat
times...
healthy and I don't exercise. I'm terrible. I know.
A lot of times I go to the, when I go to the doctor, like I will be fine all year long. And I said, my yearly physical exam is usually in September. I'm fine all year long. Healthy, 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 healthy. Then I go in for my exam. 2 weeks later, I'm sick because I sat in the waiting room with all the sick people.
You should put a seat sitters on your seat at the in the waiting room.
Well, you know what? You tell Gina to come up with the waiting room seat sitters and I'm all in.
Okay, I will do that.
I'm telling you, it happens every time.
Yeah, people, I've heard that a lot.
And this year I switched my appointment because I figure it's September, it's the beginning of cold and flu season, mm-hmm. and that may be because the last couple of years I've been getting it and then getting sick off and on all winter. Mm-hmm. And this year I'm like, I'm going in May. Because if I get something in May,
yeah.
I can lay out in the sun and
there you
burn
go.
It out of me. So
you know, something I will get all the time without missing is mammograms. Like I just, uh-oh.
See, I'm not good about those either.
What?
Well, because one time, well, the first time I got one, they called me immediately and said, you need to come back right away. Never the call you want to get.
No.
So I did go back right away, and they did more extensive tests, and it turned out to be just dense tissue.
Okay.
And I'm like, you could have asked me that question. Pretty much all of me is
dense. I was
going
to say, I got a lot of that in my rear, too.
Pretty
yeah.
much the whole thing, top yeah. to bottom,
dense tissue.
So, including the brain, not going to lie. So then I was on the every 6 month plan.
Yeah, okay.
And then one time, my kids were little, I got busy, I missed one of the 6 months, and then the next time I went in, they yelled at me. And I'm like, you know what? Don't appreciate being yelled at.
Really?
Don't like being yelled at. Doing my best here. Trying to keep three people healthy.
Right.
You know, doing what I can.
So did you...
So I just... I go... I...
No, you can't do... I mean, I feel
I
like
know,
this is a...
I know, it's terrible. Yeah. It is terrible. I need to get better. But it's like... But then I wonder, is there a part of me that doesn't want to know? Because then it's it what you don't know.
Wait, that doesn't sound like you at all. Don't want to know if there's something wrong?
I'm going to equate it to several years ago, my dad passed out walking mm-hmm. out of a movie theater. It was on a Saturday night. My mother called. She was at the hospital. My sister, who lives near them, was at the hospital. I live about an hour away. My other sister lives 2 hours away. So I told the sister that lives 2 hours away. I'm like, I'm on my way. We don't know what happened. If it looks like you need to come over, I will call you. But don't leave yet. So I get up there, and I remember pulling into the parking lot at the hospital, and I couldn't get out of the car for a few minutes because I'm like, well, I'm here now. So I'm here, and I'm here, and I'm being supportive, but I don't know what's wrong. And I was there, but I didn't know, you know, mm-hmm. It was like there was nothing, there was no looming future at that point. There was just, I was doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the right place, but it was without having to have all that extra information and work and worry and all of that in my head.
But I think that if you talk to anyone who's like been diagnosed, it didn't go on time for any kind of a colonoscopy, mammogram, any of these preventative things would say, I just wish I had gone sooner.
Oh, I know.
I wish I had gone on time. I have two people close to me this year that were diagnosed with breast cancer. And it's not something they thought was going to be happening. It wasn't like it was so prevalent in their family that they, you know, knew they were going to get it. It was both kind of out of the blue.
I know. I know it's something. I've not been to the eye doctor. I've not been to the dermatologist. I've not been to the OBGYN. I've not gotten my mammogram. And I refuse to get the shingles vaccine.
The shingles vaccine?
Because if you had chickenpox as yeah. a child, you have it, the virus, in you.
Okay.
And as an older adult, although I was reading statistics again yesterday to make myself feel better, and it's most likely over the age of 80.
Oh,
well, so I got a while.
Yeah.
But my doctor is very thorough, and he recommends. He never pushes, but he always recommends. And he's been recommending that darn shingles vaccine for a couple of years now.
And so, like, when I got my crown, you were probably like, isn't shingles
for old people? And I'm like, yeah, no, this is the hill I'm dying on.
Yeah, you're going down on shingles.
I am.
Now, wait, I thought shingles was like if you're already kind of sick and laying in bed a lot.
No.
What is that thing called where you get...
That's bed sores.
No, I know, but... Why did I?
No, shingles is
just
a virus.
Comes on by itself.
Yeah, it's a virus,
and it's very nasty.
It's like, painful.
It's painful. It's unsightly. You do not want to get it.
Why would you just not get the vaccine? It's a shot.
Because I'm not. Because.
Okay.
Well, my mom just got it this year, and she's just under 70. So
she just got the vaccine or shingles?
No, she got shingles. Yeah.
Oh no, I thought you meant the vaccine.
And it was, she didn't get it super bad, but it was uncomfortable, bad enough.
Aww.
So, but yeah, she didn't have the vaccine. So she had chicken pox when she was a kid. And
I mean, I had chicken pox.
Me too.
I think we all did.
Right?
Like our generation had chicken pox.
Right. When a kid around you would get it, all the parents would bring them over so that you could all get it and get it out of the way and you'd all have it together.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That was crazy.
I know. How about that?
Yeah. Let's get it.
That's good parenting.
Get it over with.
You know, and we were probably too sick to remember, too. They probably just were like, oh, like, they're all sick. Leave them all at one house. And then the rest of them, they take shifts. Mm-hmm. And the rest of them are off day drinking.
Right. Right.
I don't know. Like, why? I think it's partly a time thing. Just
okay.
Because I know all these things are time consuming.
Yeah.
And I hate going places to wait.
Yeah.
I hate time consuming things. And I admit, I do have a problem with time. I always think things are going to take a lot longer than they actually take.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. To me, one doctor's office appointment.
Half a day.
To me, it's a whole day.
Oh, wow.
Well, when I go to the eye doctor, it is, because I'm really phobic about my eyes.
Okay.
So if I go to the eye doctor, I'm out of commission for the rest of the day.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a thing about the... Really? Why? What are they doing to your eyes? Hold on.
Well, when they put the drops in them and stuff, it makes me nauseous.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm physically sick.
Now, that is one doctor that I go to. I swear, I think, like, my eyes are worse than what they tell me they are. And, again, it's like, am I crazy? I mean, why would I make this up? It's not like I want, you know, they're writing me a prescription anyways, but I'm like, how can I have this, like, good, maybe because I'm looking in that thing, I can see the letters better, but I can tell you, you know, if I don't have glasses on, and I had great vision. I mean, when people tell you that the vision thing hits out of the blue, like you just wake up one day, I swear to God, Remy has a look of fear on his face because he's like, wait, what's happening? Yes, you're going to wake up because you're going to be like, I've got great vision. I never see a doctor. I'm healthy. And also you wake up, you're like, what's happening? Where did the words go?
I woke up one day, my 4-year-old son was in my face and I remember thinking.
You thought it was a robber?
No. Oh. I was like, he's blurry. I wonder what's wrong with him.
Right. What's wrong with him? What's happening? Is there a leak in the house?
Did you turn into a ghost last night?
Right.
Why is my son blurry?
Yeah. It literally.
Like, I was going to take him to the doctor. No, it was me.
Overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So then, all right. So for the rest of the year, what appointments are you going to? Because I will tell you, once I make the appointments, I do feel better. And for myself, I think I might have mentioned it way earlier in the year, but I had shoulder surgery like last October.
Yes.
And then I, again, thought it was in my head, but like it felt great for like 3 weeks. I was like, yeah, I've got two good shoulders again. And then all of a sudden it started feeling weird again. I thought, am I crazy? Went for an MRI and the guy's like, good news. Everywhere that I fixed is still intact. Bad news. Somehow you managed to like tear into the rotator cuff. I'm like, what? Like, I just had this done. So he's like, so I hate to tell you, you have to have surgery again. Now, that was like in February.
Wow.
Okay? But I thought, well, then it's going to, well, actually, it was like in March or April. However late it was, it affected that I wouldn't be probably able to golf and do stuff. And it's like, it doesn't hurt every day. But when I do, like, I went to yoga on Sunday. The rest of the day, my shoulder was killing me.
Yeah.
I played tennis last night. If I do backhand, I might as well just throw the racket out of my arm. Like, there's no, like, I can't even turn it that way. You know,
so
what I mean?
Need to make that appointment.
But I'm like, my
mind is saying
it doesn't kill me, but it hurts in certain times. What are yours?
I need to see the eye doctor.
Okay.
Because these glasses are a couple years old.
All right.
I need to go to the OBGYN.
Okay. You're going to make that one before you leave the office today.
I am. And that's what I'm committing to.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
I'll commit to two.
I'm dreading getting the surgery done, but I feel like I have to do it.
Yeah.
And it's probably the best to do it in the winter.
Exactly.
Like, I'll just...
And wouldn't you like to play those sports and enjoy them?
Exactly.
I know. Yeah. That's what we need to look ahead and go, okay, like, wouldn't I be able to put my glasses on and actually see?
Right.
I don't know.
It's crazy because you live with things. You don't realize how much you're putting up with until you get, like, the new glasses. And you're like, What have I been doing?
Yeah.
I could be seen like this. Just like the things in tennis. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like I'm copping out when I miss the, you know, and I go, I can't hit it because of my stupid shoulder. You know what I mean? It's like, well, then get it fixed. So last night after I missed like 9 balls that came to the, you know, where it'd have to be a backhand, I said, all right, I'm making the appointment tomorrow. So I got to do that today, even though I'm scared and I don't want to do it. But yeah. I'm less scared than I am about this stupid colonoscopy. So.
Oh, that's not a big deal.
I hope you're right.
It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And
I was thinking about writing a little message on my, you know, on the back of me for the doctor to see it. Would that be wrong? Would it?
You might have to find a different doctor next time.
Okay.
But all right. And if you are out there listening and you're putting off some appointments, we have probably covered every excuse or reason why.
Right.
So now you've heard them all and they're all in your head and you're acknowledging, yeah, that's me too, because it's not just you. So,
right. And by the way, I did learn you can say pass when they say to get on the scale. Some doctors let me pass and I stay with those doctors.
Oh, that's the best news ever.
Exactly.
Okay, so call and make your appointments today, and we will do the same, and we will see you next week.